This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Joined now by the sporting director for St. Louis City SC. It was good to see him last night. Lutz Fahnensteel joins us on KMOX. Good morning, Lutz.
Good morning, Tom.
It was nice seeing you. I'm sorry that it ended that way. It was such an incredible first half, I thought. Dominating, in fact. It was nice to be part of the broadcast team, and I thought I was bringing the good luck and the good fortune. But in the end, it was another loss as things got away from City. In the second half, before we get into the particulars, just your overview of the match, if you would.
Yeah, it's also good to see you yesterday. Very similar impression, what you just said. I think the first half was really good. It looked, and I think we were talking after the game, it looked probably one of our best halves we played all season. You know, we had a complete domination. We had lots of chances. I think we had over 70% of possession, close to 80% at one point. But we knew that also that Minnesota is one of these teams. They do sit back, they wait, and they always have the quality to hurt you. And, I think, you know, the chances were there. We should have been halftime probably 2-0 up or 3-0 up, which would have been completely different. And then the second half, I think we were a bit too passive. We didn't really come out from the changing room, from the lockers, and had the aggression and the counter-pressing moments which we had in the first half, where we won basically every ball back very high up and immediately can put on the pressure. And then it had to be two penalties, not very clever defended penalties, to be honest. And I think with the red card for Chris Durkin, which, him being out for so long, coming on, and within 10 minutes getting this red card, that's tough for him as well, to be honest. And then with 10 men against 11 in that heat, lots of players on the field who just recently came back. So we knew that we have to make a good number of changes. Yeah, it was definitely, disappointing, but I really think we, looking at the performance, we deserve much more than walking off the pitch yesterday and it was nothing.
I agree with you. Durkin with the red card, you're right. I mean, that's a tough one because you hadn't seen him in a while. He walks onto the pitch and 10 minutes later he's out, but it's the call you have to make. You pull somebody's shoulder when they don't get an opportunity to score. It's got to happen. That's unfortunate. And then Calvin Yeboah does what he does. He scores on Berkey, and he ended up scoring again. The 2-1 loss, but I go back to what you said in that first half. Like, as exciting as Sangbin Jeong is, and he is, you know, I'm sure he would have liked to have finished that chance. And Klaus and Pompeo, there were a lot of opportunities there to get it done, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah, I think, talking about Sangbin, but also I think you have to talk about Devin Pedelsford. Both boys came on from Minnesota. I thought they did really well. You know, it looked very good. Also, Devin defensively going forward on the left wing, really gelling well with Celio Pompeu. And Sangbin, we knew exactly, what his way of playing is. I would say that very clearly, that I think he fits very, very much more to our playing style than he fitted with Minnesota, which is more deep and playing without wide players as a back five. Now, the way we are set up in our normal 4-2-3-1, him being a wide player, you know, he has that pace, he has the speed, he has the one-on-one skills to always be dangerous. And I think that helps us along in the long term. It helps us being more dangerous, and especially long balls, diagonal balls, also long balls from Roman Bürki. That's a player who can really be the end of that and be dangerous. And his work rate, I think you saw that, the work rate against the ball, the amount of runs, the amount of sprints he had also defensively, is really good. So both of the new guys are really promising. I think that's something we really need to look forward to the next few weeks. And this afternoon, Falufal will arrive in the United States as well. So that's another one which we really desperately need for, to have one more center back, especially at left for the center back. So he will be available for selection against Aston Villa on Wednesday. And then obviously also for the next game against Nashville.
Well, that's good, because Nashville has some scorers, don't they? They can put the ball in the net.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier. You know, I think it's a good way now for us against Aston Villa to have everybody on the field, to give everybody minutes. Same what Aston Villa will do. It's a great opportunity to play against an international top team. But we still obviously need to focus on our domestic league most importantly. And this is an opportunity to get the three new guys on the field to get used to each other in a more competitive mode than just training. And Nashville, whew, yeah, I mean, they're doing well. They're flying. You know, a team which nobody really had on the list to be up that high this season. But they're performing brilliantly. They can score. They have his Hani Mukhtar, an absolute brilliant player in midfield. And yeah, it's just a very good squad, and they're proving week in, week out that they are one of the teams to watch for to go all the way this year.
I just, it was so exciting in that first half, and then the second half disappointment. But what was it on Minnesota's side? Why did they look so overmatched early? I know you're not going to speak for Minnesota, but just your observations. Why did they look overmatched, and then did they apply pressure on you in the second half as well?
You know, Minnesota is one of these teams. They are, how do I describe it the best way? They are, for me, the most effective team in the league. As you saw, they are very intelligent of slowing it down when Boxall slowly walks up and then he launches these long throw-ins into the box. That every time they get a throw-in in the other opponent's half, a minute goes by. So they're playing that kind of football. And yeah, it's not always the prettiest football to watch, but it's very successful. And I think that's, at the end of the day, you want to win football games. So that's what they do all season. You know, they have a good counter-attacking footballers. You managed Kelvin Yeboah. You know, that's a player. Don't give him any chances. He will score it. They're very well organized. And I think they don't really care if the other team have a lot of possession. They don't care if the other team is all over them, because they're very comfortable defending. I have with St. Clair also a good goalkeeper. And if they go into halftime being one goal down, then you never can write them off. And that's happened. They put Holomane on in the second half. They put Lod on. Both were not 100% fit, but that's potential starters as well. And then they just got better. But I don't think that was just purely Minnesota. It was us again, I think, getting scared of winning a game and you know, and just being more passive and being more worried about, oh, we are 1-0 up, what's happening next? And I think that is what we have to work on in the next few weeks, to be comfortable enough to actually keep on doing what we're doing, to keep the pressure on the opponent team, and to be honest, to kill the game. That's our biggest weakness this year, that we are playing a good first half, we are 1-0 up or 2-1 up, or it's still 0-0. Are we having enough chances to really put that game to bed? And we're missing that moment, and then we get punished. And a clever team like Minnesota showed it yesterday. Two set pieces, two penalties, two individual mistakes by us, which the referee was both times right. That's two clear penalties. And the game was over. And, yeah, I think that's the moral of the story this weekend.
They had no corner kicks. That's unreal. You had 10 and they had none. I was trying to identify players that kind of have that attitude or that fight that you're describing, and maybe you would agree with me on this, but one player that stands out to me is Konrad Vollem. I like him. I think he's tough, and I think he had a good performance last night. Your thoughts?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thoughts on him?
Yeah, I mean, if we want to talk a bit about individual performances, you know, I don't think there was many bad individual performances yesterday by Konrad. You know, he's a very high-intense player. You know, he's young, he's quick, he works hard. In both sides of the field. Unfortunately, got a yellow card. He's missing the next game against Nashville, same as Chris. So we have two guys out again, this time through suspensions. But yeah, I really liked what Konrad did. I also thought that Thomas Ostrog was fantastic yesterday. You know, his work rate also being crafty there in midfield, going backwards, winning balls, moving very quickly forward. I was impressive. Edu, I think Edu Leuven had a good game. Honestly, I think it was overall, I can't pick out now anybody who completely had a good game, a bad game, or didn't perform up to the level. And exactly what we said last week, that last week I hardly saw anybody who had performed up to the level what he can do. Yesterday the players had good performances, but we just could not really keep that performance up for 90 minutes. And, you know, again, in 2 days' time, nobody looks at it anymore because the only thing which people will remember is another loss, and the good performance disappears. But that's in the public. Internally, we know that we had some good moments and something positive to build on. And that's, I think, what is really important to move forward now into the Villa game, where we can try things and have a weekend off and really have 2 good weeks of training to get the 3 new guys integrated, to see if there is anything else we can maybe do on the transfer market. Not sure about that yet. And then really have 10 more games, focus on that. Still try to win as many games as possible, but also already looking forward for 2026, where we have to make adjustments, how are the players doing, and use that time smartly.
Yeah, you told us you were going to be active in the transfer market, transfer window, and you weren't kidding. After criticizing the team on Sunday, got after it, added a couple of players that were really good yesterday for City. I look forward to this matchup against Aston Villa. I think that's a neat opportunity against a Premier League team, and we look forward to your next visit as well. And then, as you said, a little time off, August 9th against Nashville will be a big one at Energizer Park. Thanks so much for the time, Lutz. Great to see you last night.
Thanks so much, Tom. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Lutz Vandensteel, Sporting Director, St. Louis City SC. We'll take a break. We'll check in with the man in charge of the Cardinals transfer window, and that would be the trade deadline in 4 days. That's John Mozeliak. He's with us next on KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.